Thanks to this season's presenting sponsor, Driscoll's. Only the finest berries.
Hello there, young chefs, and welcome to another week of Mystery Recipe. I'm Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids. Every week, we'll be talking about the fun, fantastical, and fascinating sides of a different kitchen ingredient. At the end of the season, we'll use all of them to cook a mystery recipe together. Today, we're going to play a round of Guess the Ingredient. Can you help us guess this week's special ingredient theme? And then we'll interview a special guest who is millions of years old. Finally, we'll hear from some of you chefs about things you cook at home. Let's get started right after our theme song.
Looks good.
I bet it tastes good.
Ooh. Excuse me, could I get this to go, please? Mystery recipe.
Are you ready for our first segment? It's time to play Guess the Ingredient. I'm here at the Recipe Lab, a place perfect for doing experiments, trying new recipes, and most importantly, finding the fun in food. Here, the fridge is stocked, the equipment is kid-friendly, and our imaginations can run wild. I'm here today with our official ingredient guesser, Zoe, who is 11 years old. Hello and welcome back.
Hi.
You're about to hear a few mystery sounds. Each sound has something to do with this week's mystery theme. Listen closely and use the sounds to guess what we'll be talking about all week. Ready to guess this week's theme, Zoe?
All right, let's go.
All right, Zoe, you just heard a lot of sounds, and they all come from the same mystery ingredient. What kind of stuff did you hear?
All right, that's really hard, because at first it sounded like a river.
So what other types of bodies of water are there?
There's streams, there's brooks, the ocean.
That's a good guess.
And then sounded like someone pouring water into like a big pot or something.
What ingredient comes from the ocean?
Like fish. Fish, you can cook with fish and water too. I use water in a lot of recipes.
Both good guesses.
I heard shaking, like a maraca almost.
You do shake it, just like a maraca. All right, I have some clues. This ingredient is one of the most common ingredients in the world. You eat it, even if just a tiny bit of it, at every single meal. This ingredient isn't just important for cooking, it's essential for life. You would die without it, for real. And this ingredient is powerful. It can change the flavor and texture and shelf life of foods.
Oh wait, is it salt?
Yes. Welcome to Salt Week. This week is going to rock. Let's get salty. That was Guess the Ingredient. Thanks for your help, Zoe. Coming up next, we have The Scoop with Adelina. Our junior field reporter, Adelina, is on the scene at our local diner. Adelina, can you hear me all right?
Hello, Molly.
I read you loud and clear here.
Are you eating something?
Sorry, everything just looks so good here. But first rule of reporting is never do an interview with your mouth full.
Sound advice.
Literally.
Oi.
Excuse me, could I get this to go, please?
That interview is coming right up. But first, a word from our sponsors. Grown-ups, this ad is for you. Hey, grown-ups. I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Kroger family of stores. Kids love snacks, and with Kroger's grocery pickup service, it's easy to keep your pantry stocked. My family can't get enough of Kroger's original chip-made cookies. And with Pickup, you can shop online and pick up your groceries at a store near you.
In just a few clicks, you can fill your cart with all the things you need and schedule a pickup time that works for you. And they'll bring it out to your vehicle when you arrive. It's that easy. To learn more, visit Kroger.com. Happy snacking! Hey, grown-ups, having trouble getting your kids to eat their vegetables? As a parent, I get it. Some kids will do whatever it takes to avoid eating their veggies.
So, I suppose the most undiplomatic thing I could do, I have never done this, is throw your plate against the wall. It's also the first thing that comes to mind. Been there, thought that.
I've hid them in my napkin, but my mom ended up finding out and she told me to eat it and it was torture.
I pushed them around on my plate to make it look scattered so I ate more than I actually did. And I boasted that I'm full.
Purdue has the answer. With the new Purdue Chicken Plus, there's a quarter cup of veggies hidden in every serving. They even come in fun shapes, like dino nuggets. So you'll get less of this.
So the bowl was on the table and I swiped it with my arm and it fell off and shattered into pieces.
And more of this. Learn more at purdue.com/ATK. That's purdue.com/ATK, where you'll find some great recipes and coupons for your next meal. We're back with Adelina on the scene at our local diner. Adelina, take it away.
Thanks, Molly. It's time for The Scoop with me, Adelina. I'm here with the tiniest scoop any reporter has ever gotten. Can I please get you to introduce yourself?
Of course. Hello, I'm Walt. Walt the Salt.
Huh. Did you just dab?
Walt the Salt. Huh.
All right. And Walt, am I correct in saying that you are a single grain of salt?
Yep. I may be small, but I sure do pack a punch.
You are pretty tiny, Walt. I'm curious, why are you so small?
Well, what you've got to understand is I'm refined, you know? Rather sophisticated, if you ask me. Me and the other table salt, we are the end result of a whole production process. It takes a lot of work to make me the way I am right now.
You're refined? What do you mean by that?
All right, so I used to be huge. I was an ocean. Prehistoric dinosaur ocean, no big deal, just the most amazing thing. So then, see, the ocean dries up, right? Lots of sun, beach babe dinosaurs stopped coming around, still not sure what happened there, and eventually I turned into a big rock. Pretty hardcore, I know. So a couple 100,000 years pass, and I'm a giant rock in the earth. That gig gets pretty lonely. Kind of boring. I've got some crazy taste and super mineral skills, and I'm just sitting in the earth. Wasted talent. I was ahead of my time. Thankfully, I get picked up by a record label. Morton? Ever heard of them? But they tell me most people only like salt in small doses. People can't handle a giant rock solo all on its own. They want to break up the band. Little salt here, sprinkled on this and that, you know?
So people decided to break salt rocks up?
Exactly. I get processed. That basically means the giant rock gets run through machinery that breaks us up into smaller grains. Then we get packed up and sent here. Now, I'm on the last leg of the tour, you know? Any day now, I'll get sprinkled on some fries or something. Plus, now I'm global, baby! They spread me out, and I get added to all types of food. Soy sauce, salsa, samosas, fennel, focaccia, french fries. Oui, oui.
You do know french fries aren't really French.
What? I didn't know that. Wow, you learn something new every day. You're amazing, kid.
Let's switch gears a bit here. What would be the best food you could be added to?
Tough question. You mean like here, in the diner, or any food on Earth?
Anything on Earth. What's the ultimate dream use of you?
Okay, some kid came in here once with this giant pretzel. The salt on that thing, boy, that was amazing. Giant chunks. They were really the stars of the show, too. He tried to get at least one in every bite. That would be something else. But salt like that gets processed different. Broken into big old grains, really just meant for things like pretzels. Salt my size is a little more everyday. But still, I'd love to get used on something unexpected. You ever try salt on a nice juicy slice of watermelon? Delicious!
That is a really good use of salt. Ugh, now I'm hungry again. How about the opposite? What would be the worst way to go?
Honestly, every salt from the last 100 years has had the same nightmare. To be tossed over someone's shoulder. Have you heard of this? This is wild.
Like the superstition.
Yeah. If you spill some salt, if you waste some delicious, powerful, beautiful, and amazing salt, you're apparently supposed to throw more salt over your left shoulder. As if getting spilled wasn't bad enough. To be just thrown away like last week's leftovers? I got chills just thinking about it.
Yikes. I never thought about it like that.
No one ever does. Next time you spill salt, just take the bad luck, please. There was a lot that went into making me, and I really don't feel like being tossed around.
Noted. Well, thank you, Walt the Salt. It has been a real treat.
I'm sure it has. I'm amazing. Walt the Salt! Huh.
Back to you, Molly.
Well, we are all salt experts now. Or at least, we're on our way. Salt may be tiny, but there is a lot that it can do. We asked some of our kid recipe testers what they think about salt and how they encounter it in their world. Here's how some young chefs are using this powerful ingredient at home.
I'm Miles and I'm 13 years old. Any meat, I like put tons of salt on it, like steak, burgers, burritos, just like put as much salt as possible on it. And like my favorite is definitely like fish, striper or salmon. But my parents don't like us to do it. But when we can, we put as much salt on it as possible. I go to my grandparents' house and make this steak. And sometimes I put like way too much salt on it. So it just like tastes like you're drinking seawater. Besides that, you can't really go wrong with salt.
I'm Scout and I'm 10. I love salt. I put a ton of it on meat. And filet mignon and the pork chops. Well, anything really. I don't know. I'm used to like tasting a lot when I'm in the ocean, and I don't know. Kind of comforts me. I've just been using it for so long, but it definitely like adds more flavor.
I'm Scout, and I'm a huge salt fan.
My name's Emma, and I'm 12. I love salt. I think salt makes everything like a little bit better, like especially in things you would not expect, like. I think salt's really good in a lot of desserts because you don't expect for there to be, like, salt, but then it really, like, highlights the little traces of other flavors in the dish. So I think salt's super important, and, like, if you undersalt something, it can be kind of gross and bland, but also salt is pretty powerful, so if you put too much salt, it's, like, basically inedible. You have to make sure you get, like, the right measurements because otherwise it's, like, salt can basically make or break a dish, I think.
That's about it for today, but be sure to come back on Wednesday for more mystery recipe. We've got a round of tricky trivia to learn some more about salt, and we'll have our Ask a Grown-Up segment with a monk who has a process for making salt from seawater. If you love mystery recipe, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. Until then, keep on cooking. Mystery Recipe is hosted by me, Molly Birnbaum, and I'm a chef's hat. Chad Chennai is our writer and producer. He's an apron covered in flour. Our executive producer is Caitlin Kelleher. She's a trusty wooden spoon. Scoring, sound design, and mixing by Matt Boynton of Ultraviolet Audio, the cutting board. Jonathan Roberts composed our theme music. He's the timer on your microwave. Our post-production supervisor is Hen Margolis, a measuring cup. Our production manager is Diane Knox, who is also our grocery list. Jack Bishop is our chief creative officer at America's Test Kitchen. He's the oven. David Nussbaum is our CEO, our favorite cookbook. Special thanks to our senior science editor, Paul Adams, our deputy editor, Kristen Sargianis, and editorial assistant, Katie O'Hara. This episode featured the voices of Zoe Bates, Adelina Rodriguez, and Joey Lopez. Thanks again to our sponsor, Purdue. Mystery Recipe is a production of America's Test Kitchen Kids. Hi, grown-ups. I wanted to tell you a little bit about our newsletter. If you love the fun food content we share on Mystery Recipe, then sign up today for our ATK Kids newsletter to receive even more recipes, activities, and stories from me straight to your inbox. As a mom of two, I always try to include things that are important to my family, and it's a great way to hear about all the new things we are cooking up at ATK. Plus, every new email added will be entered for a chance to win 3 free ATK Kids books for toddlers through teens. We'll draw 10 winners every month while the promotion lasts, and we have some great books available all the time. Head to atkkids.com/newsletter to sign up today for your chance to win.